conflicting accounts. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Cassidy Hutchinson, the former top aide to Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, is standing by her testimony before the House January 6th committee. That former President Trump tried to grab the wheel of the presidential vehicle the day of the riot because he wanted to go to the Capitol, while Secret Service leader Tony Ornato and agent Robert Engel are reportedly ready to go before the committee and give their account.
A source close to Ornato tells Fox News he denies her story about the SUV. Ornato was not in the vehicle, meaning Hutchinson's story is secondhand, which she does not refute. The source says Ornato, Engel, and the SUV driver are ready to testify on camera, in public, and deny the allegations. In a statement to Fox News, the Secret Service revealed the agency has cooperated with the 1-6 committee for a year and will continue to do so. An agency spokesman tells Fox News the committee did not reach out in the days leading up to Hutchinson's testimony.
Fox's David Spunt in Washington. A New York State judge has lifted a contempt order against former President Trump that had been imposed after he failed to comply with a subpoena in a civil investigation into his business practices. Texas taking action after the discovery this week of the bodies of migrants in the back of an 18-wheeler in a remote area of San Antonio. Governor Greg Abbott says he will put more checkpoints in place, bringing in strike force teams from around the state.
The truck passed through a border point checkpoint. It was not inspected. It was not inspected because the Border Patrol does not have the resources to be able to inspect all of the trucks.
The number of dead has grown to 53. Three men from Mexico have been arrested. Russian President Vladimir Putin warning Finland and Sweden if they welcome NATO troops and military infrastructure, Russia will respond in kind. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Starting next week, jurors in Florida will decide whether a notorious school shooter will be sent to death row.
Five women and seven men have already been chosen to sit on a jury in Fort Lauderdale, which next month will hear arguments for and against sending Nicholas Cruz to his death for killing 17 people inside Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Cruz already pleaded guilty, but prosecutors refused to agree to a life sentence, and Florida law requires a jury decide on death penalty cases. Proceedings are scheduled for July 18th. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Treasury Department says a multinational task force has seized $30 billion in 100 days from Russian oligarchs. A nationwide panel of experts in disease prevention has come out with a new study showing that vitamins and supplements are a waste of money for adults who are generally healthy and not pregnant.
Looking at data from a number of vitamins and multivitamins, the study found insufficient evidence that a list of vitamins help prevent cardiovascular disease, cancer, and death. One expert notes that the task force isn't necessarily saying don't take multivitamins, but rather if they were really good for you, they would know by now. They say people should save their money and focus on things like exercise, diet, and not smoking. The panel does, however, recommend certain vitamins for pregnant women and those with vitamin deficiencies. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The last remaining World War II Medal of Honor recipient, Herschel W. Woody Williams, has died. As a young Marine, Williams went ahead of his unit during the Battle of Iwo Jima in February 1945, eliminating a series of Japanese machine gun positions, receiving the Medal of Honor later that year from President Harry Truman. Williams Foundation announced on Twitter and Facebook that he died at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center bearing his name in Huntington, West Virginia. He was 98. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.